Quarto, Conseil went on, unabashed. The apods, with long bodies that lack pelvic fins, and are covered by a heavy, often glutinous skin. An order consisting of only one family. Examples, common eels and electric eels. So-so, just so-so, Ned Land replied. Quinto, Conseil said. The Lophobranchians, which have fully formed, free-moving jaws, but whose gills consist of little tufts arranged in pairs along their gill arches. This order includes only one family. Examples, seahorses and dragonfish. Bad, very bad, the harpooner replied. Sexto and last, Conseil said, the plectognaths, whose maxillary bone is firmly attached to the side of the intermaxillary that forms the jaw, and whose palate arch is locked to the skull by sutures that render the jaw immovable, an order lacking true pelvic fins, and which consists of two families, examples, puffers and moonfish. They are an insult to a frying pan, the Canadian exclaimed. Are you grasping all this, Ned, my friend? Asked the scholarly Conseil. Not a lick of it, Conseil, my friend, the harpooner replied, but keep going, because you fill me with fascination. As for cartilaginous fish, Conseil went on unflappably, they consist of only three orders. Good news, Ned put in. Primo, the cyclostomes, whose jaws are fused into a flexible ring, and whose gill openings are simply a large number of holes, an order consisting of only one family, example, the lamprey. An acquired taste, Ned Land replied.